Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Speaking of one of ours, we have a man who I don't think we're seeing much of on the telly at the moment, but that could change. Dathi O'Shea, how are you? Conas a tatu.
Tommy Gama, Conas Tantissa. How are you keeping?
Oh, Tommy Gama, Garamila. What part of the world are you in?
I'm down in Tralee.
Tralee, and does that mean we're going to get a little bit of Rose of Tralee action in spite of everything being postponed?
Yes, a bit of Rose of Tralee action. As we all know, everything is cancelled these days, but I'm down here today, and I was here yesterday as well. And we're doing a look back at my 10 years as host of the Rose of Tralee.
Wow.
So some standout moments. And so, yeah, I was walking around Tralee yesterday morning, started around 9:30 in a tux. And they're all saying, what's going on? Is the festival back on? I said, no, it's on, but we kind of have a show happening at the end of the month. So, yeah, that's what we're doing, Dermot. That is here in Tralee. So it's very strange to be here. Strange.
Is that Dublin Rose going to get her clip shown again of her hip-hop dancing?
Actually, the last piece to camera I did yesterday evening was Garamila Mahagiv, great to have you, but I couldn't leave you without reminding you all of Shabelle from 2011, blah, blah, blah. yes, and I kind of do a bit of a demo myself as in how the dance is supposed to go, but yes.
It's going to be kind of bittersweet for you. Obviously, it's nice to be back in Tralee and talking about it and meeting everybody, but you're not in the dome and you're not having that same crack, are you?
Well, there's no dome. There's no dome. The dome comes back every year. So usually, probably around June, they start putting the dome together. And like, I probably head back to West Kerry back to see my mom and everyone. And you'll see all the dome getting ready. And then you see you go down the town and everyone's getting ready for the festival. So that's not happening this year. But that said, I was down in and around the town yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening. And there's a great old buzz around the place. Lots of people on holiday down here. But still, yeah, no Rose of Tralee this year. It is very, very strange.
Think of all the poor escorts who aren't going to get the shift. I mean, we'll have to provide counselling services for the poor creators.
Yeah, and you know what? And like, say, what am I going to do? Like, I like a bit of escort shaming myself. You know, where am I going to get my fill this year? You know.
Did I hear before in years gone by that your tradition is once the Rose of Tralee is over, you head for Galway and spend a couple of days there, sort of.
I'm just regretting texting Reed at 20 minutes ago saying I'm with Dermot at 9:30 on Today FM. Yes, that's exactly. Well, I either go to Dingle, and now I'm finished to Rita. She knows it's kind of okay. I've been working hard all week, so I'd lower the blade the day after the Rose of Tralee. And
but it's to decompress,
day,
you know, all the action, to try and find a quiet spot. Yeah,
and usually my brother Danny would kind of pick me up. And then we'd get a driver for the afternoon, and the driver would bring us around to certain places. And then the following day, the total washout. And then the day after that, then I kind of come back to normality and I join the human race again.
Yeah. But look, you do such a good job. I don't think anyone would begrudge you a couple of days with your brother knocking around lovely parts of the country. But talk to us about the flag, because that's another huge event in the Irish calendar and in the Irish traditional music scene. And obviously, that hasn't been able to happen either. But something is happening, and I think it looks really interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's kind of a virtual flag in one sense, because as you said there, Dermot, there's no flag and this year, just like the Rose of Tralee and every other festival across the country. So TG Carr decided to host a virtual flag. So we went to Mullingar because the flag was supposed to be Mullingar this year. So we set up a big marquee, and then we filmed different Kayleigh bands and different bands. We've four men and a dog, Coney and Begley, are back together for this, and we were filming in beautiful places like Belvedere House just outside of Mullingar. So we were there all last week, and we have 4 1.5-hour shows of trad music. But Dermot, you know what? Just to hear live music.
Yeah.
Just to hear live music in front of us. And even chatting to all the musicians, they were so happy, not alone to be playing with each other, but also just to be even eyeballing someone else as well, because they haven't played together for a long time. So you can feel that, and we felt that over the 2 days we were there as well.
Yeah,
so really looking forward to the shows.
It's so missed, isn't it? I've spent a bit of time in West Clare over the last few weeks, you know, and that would be a place as well that's kind of synonymous, particularly Doolin, a place like that with trad music. And even just walking by a pub, you'd be so used to hearing it just coming out through the doors, whether you went in or not. You could still hear the music happening inside, and you think of the Willie Clancy that was meant to happen in Milltown, Malbay, and that didn't happen either. So, as you say, it's great. You know, it may not be perfect, but it's great to hear it again.
Yeah, and you know what? Even yesterday, like, say, for example, like, I come down here to Tralee, we come down the week before, we're inside in a hotel, we're either in the hotel or the dome and we're working. Yesterday was the first opportunity. We finished around 6 o'clock in the evening, so I went walking around the town, and no, the pubs weren't open, you know?
Yeah.
It was the first time that I could actually have went to town in Tralee. and I couldn't. I was there saying, oh my God, this cursed COVID-19 thing. But anyway.
So the FLA starts on the telly then tomorrow night, and there's musicians from all over the world involved as well, isn't there?
Yeah, we kind of tapped into the people who were supposed to be at the FLA as well, and they sent on messages, and then we recorded pieces of music all around the world, and then we had the live music in front of us as well. So I suppose it's the FLA that should have been, in one sense. Like I remember kind of even doing piece with the camera and saying, do you know what, if the FLA was here, you'd have thousands and thousands of people here. And that's just not the case this year. But still, even though there's no FLA, this will kind of give a taste of what was supposed to happen. And hopefully in 2021, everybody will get to go to Mullingar for the FLA Ceol.
I noticed online that you were celebrating an 8th wedding anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's unreal. 8 years turned around. Where did those years go? You know.
Yeah.
I remember the time when I was young and single and doing the panel with you in Limerick and Galway and everything. You know.
That's right.
And all
yeah.
of a sudden, I have a child and I'm 8 years married. What happened there? Like?
I love the picture you posted of you holding up your beautiful bride, and she has the bunch of flowers, the bouquet in her hand, and all that. Where did all your wedding take place those 8 years ago?
Down in Dingle. We went down home to Dingle, and then actually we had the reception actually in the hotel that I'm in at the moment here in the Rose Hotel. So every time the anniversary comes up, we look back at the pictures, and it was a free for all. It was a holy, like, there was a river dance off at 7:15 in the morning involving about 60 people.
That sounds like my kind of night.
And people haven't spoken about it since. It's like the Civil War. People can't go there. Even 8 years later, they said, no, I can't talk about that. It's just too close to the boat. There's too many families involved. You know?
Did I see you hanging out on the water for Greenway and your bit of a staycation?
Yeah, a bit of a staycation stroke kind of work as well, because I do another show for TG Car called Shala Dahi. It's a sit-down one-on-one. So we record them down in the beautiful Gaeltachtain Ring. So I stayed down in Dungarvan for a full week. So I was out there trying to lose a few pounds, you know what I mean? Like, it's all right for you. Like, it all seems to gather around my belly, so I need to kind of move it on, you know?
You seem to be a very hard-working presenter who is generally meant to be off at this time of the year, aren't you? I mean, how is Maura getting away with murder?
Jeez, I haven't spoken to Maura in 3 months. It's great. the peace and quiet is unbelievable. But I was saying to her, I said, Maura, you need to sort yourself out there now. You know, go away, take some time off, you know. We need to be away from each other, you know.
I think she's doing well. Seeing the back of you for a while,
well.
Yeah.
Well,
look, Dahi, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Dermot.
It's great that TG Cahir have joined up with Cultus Cultori Éireann to bring us FLA 2020, four-night celebration of FLA Ceol around the world from the 6th to the 9th of August. That's kicking off tomorrow, 9:30. And TG Cahir. Dahi, thanks a million. Gurmila Morgan, Stan.
Gurmila, Stan, the phone.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.